spending measure in recent months. The bill extends current spending levels and buys time for the two chambers to work out their differences over full-year spending bills. The family of Kristen Smart, who went missing from Cal Poly University in 1996, is suing the university for negligence, negligent infliction of emotional distress, and wrongful death. In 2022, Paul Flores was convicted of Smart's murder, but the lawsuit alleges the university never responded to reports of Flores exhibiting harassing, stalking, and violent behavior on campus, and if it had, she would still be alive. San Francisco's Stowe Lake in Golden Gate Park has been renamed Blue Heron Lake. The decision was made Thursday in a 4-3 vote by the city's Recreation and Parks Commission. The name of the lake came under fire recently when its namesake, William W. Stowe, a state assembly member in the 1850s, known to have held anti-Semitic views and promoted anti-Jewish policies, was brought into question. The lake is popular with blue herons, thus the new name. Turkey's first astronaut, along with a Swede and Italian, launched Thursday to the International Space Station on a chartered SpaceX flight. The escort on their trip is a retired NASA astronaut who now works for the company that arranged the private flight. Their capsule should reach the space station on Saturday. They'll spend 2 weeks performing experiments, chatting with schoolchildren, and soaking in the views of Earth before returning home. 801 at KZST, time for another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Miroff. Hello again, Olivia. How are the roads?
Hi, good morning. We have no new incidents to report. Traffic is starting to pick up northbound US 101 just north of Runner Park Expressway going into downtown Santa Rosa. You're going to see some slowdowns in that area. Stair at 12 interchange, US 101 traffic is heavy there as well. And then on the southbound side going down the Cotati Grade into Petaluma, traffic is starting to slow down there as well. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirap on KZST.
Did you know that Golden State Lumber and Building Materials has a long history in Sonoma County? Here's Vice President of Operations, Eric Schmies.
For 70 years, Golden State has been serving the San Francisco Bay Area building community, and for the last three decades, we've been headquartered in Sonoma County. We work closely with professional builders and contractors so they can achieve the expectations of their clients. We've developed strong relationships with our vendors as well. Visit our website and click Brands, and there you'll see a long list of categories and vendors who we proudly support. And we strive to keep our clients on budget and on schedule. We look forward to serving Sonoma County for many years to come.
Visit GoldenStateLumber.com or stop by our lumber yard at 3610 Copper Hill Lane, south of Airport Boulevard. Family owned since 1954. Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed.
Todd here with Heritage Roofing, and it's great to see the rain again in Sonoma County because we need it. And with that comes the question of my own roof. We actually just re-roofed my home, and it's a great feeling now knowing that we're safe, warm, and dry. If you're in a similar situation and would like a free estimate, give Heritage Roofing a call at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
From the community calendar, enjoy all the crab you can eat at the Sebastopol Masonic Center Crab Feed on Saturday, February 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $70 for adults, $35 for kids. In sports, for the second week in a row, the Buffalo Bills are calling on fans to help shovel snow at Highmark Stadium in preparation for the Bills' AFC Divisional Playoff game against Kansas City on Sunday. Helpers will be compensated $20 an hour and provided with warming breaks to help get the stadium ready for the game. And your forecast. In checking the radar, rain is not far away. It is just sitting offshore. It moves in later on this morning. It'll pick up and be a little heavy through the afternoon. Look for highs today in the 50s along with some gusty wind. Tonight, the rain will end in the overnight hours, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, a chance of showers through the day with 50s. Saturday night, storm number two, a much stronger system that could dump 2 to 5 inches of rain across Sonoma County by Monday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you, I think. An Israeli company has received a preliminary green light from health officials to sell the world's first steaks made from cultivated beef cells, not the animal itself. The beef will be grown from cells derived from a fertilized egg from a black Angus cow named Lucy that actually lives in California. The original cells are combined with special nutrients to help grow them into masses or sheets of meat that are then shaped into familiar foods such as cutlets and steaks. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
You're listening to the Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah, I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. But you're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. At a party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss them right back. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy 'cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah. I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. But you're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. But you're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. It's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby, yeah. 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. Baby, I'm somebody.
County's KZST. It is 809, 48 degrees, overcast skies, rain on the way, and we are talking food next with Heather Irwin.
Yeah. Say hello to your new favorite pizza, barbecue at the ranch. Brace yourself for a flavor roundup like no other. Grilled chicken, crispy bacon, diced tomatoes, onions, all perfectly balanced on top of a tangy barbecue sauce and finished off with a drizzle of ranch dressing. Skip the line by ordering the new app for delivery or carryout. Add the new garlic knock-knocks to your next order. Your taste buds will thank you. Online at mountainmikes.com. Yeah.
The Lodge at Pina Road. The Lodge at Pina Road is Santa Rosa's newest assisted living and memory care community. My name is Paul Peck, Director of Resident Development at the Lodge at Pina Road, with some exciting news. We are now open. Come see what the most state-of-the-art senior living community in Sonoma County looks like. Please visit our website, PinerRoadSeniorLiving.com, to schedule your personalized tour today. PinerRoadSeniorLiving.com. License number 496-804-112.
100.1 KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show, and Heather Irwin in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Debbie.
Are you awake?
Of course, I'm awake.
We did a little partying yesterday.
We did. But we kept it, you know, we kept it real. We kept it, you know, we didn't go too crazy.
We didn't. So if you're wondering who this is, I mean, everyone knows you, but in case, Heather Irwin is here. She is the queen of cuisine. She is our Foodie Friday expert, works at the Press Democrat. She writes Bite Club Eats. What else do you do?
That's
pretty much
just it. Just hang out, you know.
Eat and get paid for it.
Get paid for it. Drink a little wine.
Oh, my
gosh. Drink a little whiskey.
Look at you.
Yeah. What a
great job. I thought my job was great. Okay, so I think we should start off with our adventure yesterday.
Yes.
So we were at Sushi Kosho.
That's correct.
In the Barlow, Sebastopol. Mm-hmm. And my first time there, I know you're a regular.
Yes.
You knew everyone in the place.
Yeah.
And I do love sushi. And it was unbelievably so fresh and delicious.
Right.
One of the best sushi, you know, places I've been to, honestly.
It's my number one in Sonoma County, for sure.
Yeah. So cute. Mm-hmm. So cute. And they have... So last time you were in here, we talked about their big machine, their smoke machine. I don't even know what you call it.
But it's a whiskey machine.
What is it? Okay,
yeah,
describe it.
Well, so the owner, Jake, bought this thing. It's kind of a Japanese, you know, thing that whiskey is a big deal over there. So he has this machine that makes whiskey highballs, but it has... The thing that bubbles the water is absolutely incredible. It makes these teeny little bubbles that tickle your nose. And we had, two each. And it's sort of hard to describe. You just sort of have to experience it. But it's one of my favorite things to have. And, you know, I'm not like a big cocktail person usually. It's a little too much for me. But we had the highballs with blood orange and ginger.
Yes.
$10 at happy hour. Which was such a deal.
Absolutely.
But yeah, this machine is really fun. It's just sort of gimmicky, but it's really fun to experience.
It's a different thing. It's unique. And mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really drink whiskey that much.
I don't either.
I really don't. No. I like vodka.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. I would definitely get it again.
It was a lot of fun. And we had some really good sushi. And remember, we asked them about the live scallop, if it was still live.
Oh, right. Because it said live. I'm like, is it going to jump off the plate? Or do we have to catch it with our mouth open? Yeah. So,
But they were really good. Those Hokkaido scallops. Oh, those were terrific. So, yeah, it was really fun. I highly, highly recommend it. And just the Barlow in general.
Very cool.
I mean, so fun over there.
I think it just doesn't get enough attention. Barlow. It is such a cool place.
Yeah, it's really usually actually packed on the weekends.
Okay, so let's stick with this kind of venue here. So, Poke Bowls. At Walmart? Is that?
Well, I just read this. So apparently Poke Bowls are coming to Walmart, which tells me that as a nation, we are evolving in our culinary tastes. Apparently Uncle Sharky, which I've never heard of, their fast food Poke Bars has announced that they are going to be in Walmarts. And what was really surprising to me is that we actually have Poke Bowls in Walmarts in the Bay Area. They've already done them in Galt, Roseville, and Vacaville. So if you're out that way, you can check out the Poke Bowls at Walmart.
I mean,
no more McDonald's.
Yeah, that's bizarre. I mean, I would try it.
Yeah, it just seems like a weird demographic for Poke Bowls. I mean, have you been to a Walmart lately?
Yes.
No, Debbie never goes to Walmart.
No, I actually haven't. But, I mean, I know that it's a weird thing. And, I mean, there's one in Windsor. I've been in Windsor Walmart before.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway, so there you go.
Poke Bowls.
So another reason to go to Walmart.
When we come back here, let's talk about Girl Scout cookies.
I'm so excited.
They're almost here.
Show me how to love. me on with just a touch, baby. I look around, since it is cold and empty. No one's around to judge me. I can see clearly when you're.
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's get another check on the commute this Friday morning. We'll say hello to CHP Officer Olivia Mirop in our Rona Park studio. How are those roadways?
Hi, good morning. We have no new incidents to report. Traffic is moving a little bit slow northbound US 101 from Todd Road into downtown Santa Rosa. 012 interchange US 101 traffic is kind of heavy in that area, but it does disperse shortly after that. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
Because I gotta have faith.
Well, as far as your weather goes, mostly cloudy skies today. Rain back in the forecast today, starting this afternoon. Look for temperatures in the mid-50s around Sonoma County. Currently 49 degrees at KZST.
Open a 6, 9, or 12-month CD account at Poppy Bank with a 5% annual percentage yield for a limited time only. Offer is good for business and personal accounts. Grow your business today by visiting one of their many California branches. For more information, visit poppy.bank. That's P-O-P-P-Y.bank. Annual percentage yield on certificates of deposit is subject to change without notice following the initial term. APY assumes principal remains on deposit for the entire term. Interest will be compounded daily and paid monthly. Fees or withdrawals of principal or interest could reduce earnings. Early withdrawals are subject to interest penalties. Minimum opening balance $1,000. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Make your resolution for fun and excitement at River Rock Casino during the $150,000 car and cash giveaway. Join us on Saturday, January 20th for our second New Year's celebration that will have you cruising into 2024 with cash, class, and a new Cadillac CT4. Join the club and start earning drawing tickets. Details at riverrockcasino.com. Win your share of over $150,000 as we usher in the new year at River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
Stop by your neighborhood grocery outlet today for these amazing deals. Get the grill going with Amada Valley grass-fed New York strip steaks. 10-ounce cuts are just $4.99 each. That's a savings of up to 52% versus traditional grocery stores. Also, bargain hunters, take note. You'll find a crazy deal on nourishing Welly body cream. 7-ounce bottles are just $3.99. That's a savings of up to 80%. Yes, 80%. You'll find deals like these and so much more only at your local grocery outlet.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
Hey, Alexa.
Yeah, Google.
I just found out that on the KZST Morning Show, Debbie will only respond if you say her name first.
OMG. Who does that?
Yeah, who does that?
KZST Santa Rosa.
Doing how it all turned to light.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Heather Irwin in the studio. We are talking food and the local restaurant scene. And let's talk about Girl Scout cookies.
They're coming.
They are at the end of the month, right?
I believe so, yes.
And you have an interesting take.
I did a deep dive because I was kind of curious about what the new cookie this year. They always have like a new cookie every year. And by the way, that's a brownie cookie with caramel cream and sea salt called Adventurefuls. That's the new cookie this year.
Ooh.
But what I was looking for is on the website, there's a bunch of cookies I had never heard of before. And I thought, wait a minute, why have I never heard of these cookies? Well, there's an answer. There are two bakers that bake for the Girl Scouts. One is ABC Bakers and one is Little Brownie Bakers, and they're both based in the Midwest.
You're kidding.
Uh-huh. And they produce over 2 million cookies every year. But local areas pick one or the other of the bakeries, or they get one of the other bakeries. And so in Northern California, we get Little Brownie Bakers, which means that there are certain cookies that we don't get here that are made by the ABC Bakers. So I'll tell you what they are.
Okay.
A gluten-free caramel chocolate chip, which I'm kind of like,
We don't get that here?
No, we don't get that
okay.
here.
Is that a bad thing?
No, I mean, I don't know. We just don't get it. Lemonades, which is shortbread with lemon icing, and a French toast flavored cookie called Yay Toast. Anyway, so we don't get that. But I just thought it was really interesting to know that part of the country gets certain things and part of the country gets other things, which was really kind of a unique insight. So also, did you know that there are gluten-free cookies, Toffee-tastic and caramel chocolate chip cookie, and all of the cookies are both kosher and halal?
Good to know.
Good to know.
Good. Woohoo! Jew girl here. Good to know. Good to know.
Yes.
So what's your favorite?
I think my favorite is the Samoas, the ones with the caramel and coconut. Those have always been my favorites.
Oh, yeah. I like the tag-alongs.
The tag-along,
with the peanut butter and chocolate. So
yeah.
If you're a local Girl Scout listening right now, Heather and I love the Girl Scout cookies.
I want to try the new ones.
We want to try the new ones, so give us a call here. Just stop by when they're out. I know it's at the end of the month. I think the 29th.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Keep an eye out for the Girl Scouts.
Let's do that. I think it's time to do news. I hope Brent Allen's ready in the newsroom right
okay.
now. Let's do it.
Well, don't forget my order in there, too. Got to get that in there as well. Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 19th at KZST. It is now 8:29. I'm Brent Allen. Rain returns. It is not far away and showing up on the radar already. It will be a little heavy on Sunday. More coming up in your forecast. Currently sitting at 49 degrees, our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. One of the animal activists in the 2018 protest at a Petaluma poultry farm had her case dismissed on Thursday. The judge ruled that Almira Tanner had satisfied the terms of a